Chapter 1. An English Homecoming. Cat Riley watched her husband Harry shield his eyes from the morning sun as he studied the unloading process of the cross-channel ferry at New Haven Dock. She knew him well enough to see that he was concerned. The pride of Sussex had berthed an hour late, and in the frenzied hurry to turn the ship around, Cat had already seen one precious cargo slip from its net and smash onto the quayside. While the steamer belched smoke into the sky, hordes of trucks, horses and carts and handbarrows swarmed around the dockside as passengers called instructions and customs men tried to intervene. So much for all the English politeness and decorum she'd been expecting to see on this, her first trip to Britain. Though, in truth, Sir Harry Mortimer seemed, as ever, to typify the calm, unruffled English gentleman. Tall, slim.